This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, you're joined by Charlie here from Checkpoint Gaming. I've got two special guests here with me. Interviewing for the upcoming game, Dolmen. I'm speaking with Gabriel Neves-Ferreira. Hello, Gabriel.
Hello. Thank you for the invitation.
No worries, of course. Happy to have you. And I've also got Kiev Martins here. How are you, Kiev?
Hi there, Charlie. We're doing fine here.
Excellent. Good to know. So a bit of background here. Gabriel is the CTO and lead programmer, whereas Kiev is the producer and writer. Let's get stuck right in, guys. For those unfamiliar, can you give me a bit of a rundown of just what Dolmen is?
Okay, Dolmen is a sci-fi adventure. It's called a Souls-like game. I think you know the name.
Yeah.
This is a new game for the community. We're trying to do some new things in the Souls-like genre. And of course, it's an adventure. It's a RPG that I believe everyone will enjoy.
Yeah, excellent. So obviously it's kind of definitely in that Soulsborne-like genre that's, you know, in the marketing alone I've seen you guys have been saying. It's also kind of distinguishing itself quite well, though, I've noticed in that. What was the kind of decision behind that in the design? Was there any kind of influences you did and didn't want to draw from? Any trappings you were trying to avoid in that?
5 years ago, we did our research in the marketing and we saw that the Souls-like game will be an explosion. Many games were developed back then, but we thought that this market would expand even more. So we decided to do a Souls-like game. But we also wanted to do something differently. So we tried the space theme or the sci-fi theme that's not very common in Souls-like games. Starting with that, we developed few different techniques and different mechanics, and we grew up with the game for 5 years, and we came up with this when other games exploded in the market and everything is talking about it. So it's like Nevis would like to add something, because Nevis is, if the game has more experience in this thing that I have.
We wanted to go to that different setting, especially because you can also go crazy on different kind of things for that normally ASOS like can go crazy on, like the abilities that we have shooting, because what Dolmen really distinguishes itself from other games is really the mix between the ranged combat and melee combat. So we could go crazy on the ranged combat as well.
Yeah. Speaking on just that, the combat alone, there's lots of different kind of bits and pieces going on there. I understand you guys have basically a rock, paper, scissors kind of like system where, you know, enemies are kind of weak to one, but then strong to two other types of elements. And then you've got other things like the energy mode and stuff like that. Can you talk about kind of what those mechanics are and what kind of players will look forward to in regards to that?
Yeah, sure. So the energy mechanic is one of the most important things in the game, because it's the main focus from your actions. You have stamina that is used for melee attacks, but the energy can empower the player with different types of actions. So, for example, the ranged combat is focused on the energy. Whenever you're shooting. It uses this energy, but it also gets replenished with time. But the energy also used for healing. But when healing, it doesn't recovers. So you need to use a battery. So the way that you play, so you need to be strategic. The way that you use the energy around the game. And shooting is really important, as you mentioned, the rock paper and scissor mechanic. It is the main way for you to apply elements to the enemies. So you can apply acid on the enemy or ice or even fire. And those can help you fight the enemies in a certain kind of way. Kev.
Yeah, other than that, you can do this the easy way or the hard way, as all Souls-like games. If you try to fight some enemy with the fire property using fire, you can do it, but it will be harder than if you identify that he's a fire enemy and try to use ice. This is the scissor, paper, and rock you were talking about. The energy mode is something like superpowers. You get superpowers for a fraction of time, and if you use wisely, you can defeat your enemies more easily. But remember, this is a Souls-like, so you probably gonna take some time to master our abilities and know how to use, when to use, and try to survive in the process.
Yeah, for sure. I really like the mechanic ability to, I guess, briefly empower you just enough in this kind of creepy, dark setting that's going on there. Speaking on those settings, what kind of areas or zones have you guys created that you're particularly proud of that you can speak to?
We are proud of everything we achieved, but the old lab, the it's kind of maze-destroyed lab in the end of the game is particularly good-looking. And we tried to make it even more terrifying with a lot of I can't give you spoilers, sorry. I think that the last area, the old lab, is the masterpiece for this game.
Definitely sounds like one where we get really up in the ante at the end there. Yeah, totally cool.
I hope everyone dies a lot of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the other thing I want to touch on is some of that lore and creepy ongoings you got going on there in Dolmen. I've got to preview this game myself a little bit, and just wandering around, there's all these weird intricacies, just seeing all this weird imagery, kind of working out what's going on there. Is there anything you can clue players onto about kind of what they'll be learning, what they'll be discovering, what's going on in the world of Dolmen, really? Why is everything the way it is?
This is a sci-fi game, so when we do a sci-fi, we need to deliver something that's alive, of course, because it's fantasy over there, but also some possibility for our future. In this case, we realize that what you see in the game is a possible future for humankind. We will colonize other planets, but when we do that, we will not be the humans we are today. Dolmen is about one of these planets that we colonized, but the humans over there are quite different. They are drillers, and something got wrong, of course, because this is adventure, sci-fi adventure. So what do you see there? Will you look like something familiar, but also something stretched to other reality? You see something that could happen. We hope that doesn't happen, but you're there and you need to solve the problem. We want this familiar and also alien experience, if something going wrong, of course.
Yeah, lovely. Do you have any comments further with that, Gabriel?
Actually, not spoiling much, but the player throughout his journey will also discover a lot on what is happening on that planet. You probably have seen things on terminals. There is also literally piles of bodies scattered everywhere. So, yeah, that a little bit of sci-fi horror and a little bit of kind of death element is always present on the player's journey.
Yeah, for sure.
I think I can add that there is a reason why the game is called Dolmen. And the player will discover that as well.
Yeah, no, nice, cool. The other kind of, I guess, elephant in the room that happens a lot with, you know, Soulsborne-like games is difficulty and approachability and accessibility, stuff like that. How much of that was a conversation with you guys in creating that game? Is that something you wanted to really embrace, something you wanted to avoid? What was your kind of ideas in that?
Well, we kind of went to not go away from too much from what the Souls-like is. So the main mechanics are there. But we did go a little bit different from that difficulty that we have. It's still a difficult game. It's really hard to beat it up, and you need to get the hang of it, to learn the attacks of the enemies, and to get used to it. But it's accessible for different kinds of players. So you can have players that are more into the melee fights. You can have players that are more strategic. We have players that are ranged focused, they will always have their difficulties, but as soon as they learn how to deal with them, they can progress through the game even easy way. It's never easy, but
yeah, of course. Look, that's the thing that's important. I feel like just opening it up so there's enough options in there. Are there any kind of key upgrades or items, anything items like that you think are really important in that regard that people should be keeping their eye out for, without spoiling too much, of course?
Go for it, Kev.
Well, if you want to do all the achievements in the game, of course, you need to pay attention in that few details in the environment so you can find the so-called survival drillers, if you want to do that. But if you are not in the mood to do all the achievements, I would pay attention in the writing items that are, of course, better quality items that can help you to do equipments and craft system so you can beat your enemies more easily. Other than that, this game has a little bit of amazing kind of feeling. So you may want to pay attention in the doors that are actually open and the ones that are not working, so you can lose yourself before fighting the boss.
Yeah, for sure.
It will be rewarded for exploration, of course. You can find some secrets, you can find some secret areas, but you need to pay attention in the environment in order to do that.
Yeah, also adding to what Kev is saying, there is a really good mechanic on the game that is not common on the most Souls-like, which is respawning the bosses. So you don't need to have the new game plus experience. You don't need to complete the game in order to replay the bosses. And the bosses offer some unique materials that are used for crafting in those kind of really unique weapons. So paying attention to those and replaying the bosses is a good way for you to improve your experience as well.
For sure. Another thing I really noticed when I was kind of just traipsing around seeing the spacecraft and stuff like that, a lot of room for just meeting a cast of characters. Is there any in there that, you know, players really want to look out for? Any fun exchanges or quests in the offerings with those side characters?
We can't spoil on that, but we have the customization systems, as, of course, present. You can play as a male or female character, woman or man. And a lot of customization in colors for your armors. You have 7 different sets of armor, each one of them with 3 tiers. But we can't spoil anything about other characters.
That is okay. No worries. We'll leave that there then. I know you have talked about in some of the advertising, building the game for the PS5 and the adaptive triggers and stuff like that. What was that like, you know, building that as the PS5 was coming out, as it was kind of growing into its own? I'm sure you guys were in the throes of development in that period. Was it a challenge working with that new technology?
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge, because at the moment that we started the development of the game, we were like launching the PS4. So some kind of stuff just popped up in the middle of the project, things like ray tracing technologies and the PS5 controllers. So it was a challenge to work on these new technologies, but we have made quite a good job. That at least we feel that we have made a good job at using them and adapting the game to them. So the game is really well optimized for these platforms. They include ray tracing on PS5, also on Xbox Series, and obviously also on PC. And the adaptive triggers were really fun, actually, to work with. They didn't got a such a good fit for our game, but especially on the shooting part, it is really good. I believe that's where it shines.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I'll open the floor to you guys before we wrap up kind of shortly here. Anything in particular about Domin you want to communicate that we haven't gotten to yet?
Domin also have a unique kind of multiplayer, cooperative multiplayer, and you can invite your friends to kill bosses, to face bosses. And you can do that as many times as you want, because we have the respawn bosses system. So you like to play against the boss, or you want to help your friend to defeat that boss, You can enjoy the company of two or three friends, and you can do that again and again if you want. Spending the so-called dormant crystals you get in the game. We think that this is a fun way to play with your friends without having to restart the game all over again, as Gabriel said.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, that is just another example of, you know, some of those small tips and offerings you guys have to kind of make your way out of Dormant Alive. Look, thank you both so much. Thank you so much for joining me. Dormant is out on May 20th for PC, PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S. Thank you for joining me, Gabriel and Kev. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.